Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praised. Praise God. Shall we have our seats? By the grace of God, in the morning, we consider the benefits of living and radiating His glory. The benefits of living and radiating His glory. Would you say that one of the benefits is that you become a reference point when you live in His glory? Another benefit is that you become a point of attraction. You will naturally, you know, have that attractive force to attract positive and good things to yourself, to your family, and to the society where you belong. Another benefit is that you will have dominion over darkness. The darkness can be sickness, can be affliction, it can be anything that Satan and his host represents. Another benefit is that you will enjoy uncommon favor. And so this evening we are considering briefly the barriers to living and radiating His glory. Praise God. Barriers to living and radiating His glory. And one of the major barriers, the major one, others will follow, is sin. Sin is transgression of the law of God. Sin. We read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, the various shape, the various color that sin represents. We saw them. So sin has different color. It has different shape. And you can see them in that Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, down to 21. Galatians 5, verse 19, down to 21. In this, the Bible says, now the works of the flesh are clear. They are not hidden. Which are these? Evil desire, unclean things, wrong use of senses, worship of images, that is idolatry, use of strange powers, hate, fighting, desire for what another has, angry feeling, attempt to get the better of others, division, false teaching, envy, uncontrolled drinking and feasting, and such things of which the Lord have said that those who enjoy doing these things will have no place in the kingdom of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, we have been talking about radiating the glory of the Lord. And we consider the benefits of living in the glory of the Lord and radiating the glory of the Lord. Now, there are some barriers. Last year, our team was dwelling in His presence. Now, remember, our father said that 2020 is the year of plenty, plenty. Praise the Lord. For some of us, we may have wondered, when COVID-19 came and all the setback and all that, whether the plenty, plenty was actually available. And so, you may begin to wonder whether it is real or not. Whether you actually, you know, touch the plenty. But you will agree with me. You don't need to go far. In Abraham, where we are, the structure that came up in 2020, we had never imagined that it come up. People were building in a place where I live. You know, people were running in the night. You see them walking. Praise the name of the Lord. Some of us may be quick to conclude that it is those who are doing Yahoo that were doing the building. I know of somebody very close who said that in 2020, is doing business. She's doing business. That the money she made, she has never made it before. Praise God. Now, there are barriers to living in His glory and radiating the glory. So we need to watch out for this barrier. We need to guard against them. So that I will not say, they said I'm going to radiate the glory. My life is going to be better. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to guard against this barrier. They have been listed there. There are many. Failure to surrender to the will of the Lord is a barrier that can prevent you from radiating the glory of the Lord. When you fail to surrender to the will of the Lord and you want to still live like a carnal man, you are a Christian, you come to church, but you fail to do what is expected of you as a believer, to surrender fully, is a barrier that can prevent you from radiating the glory that we are talking about. Pride is a barrier that can prevent you from radiating the glory that we are talking about. The scripture says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Peter 5, 5. The B part of it. Say, God resisted the proud and given grace to the humble. So, pride is a barrier that can prevent you from radiating the glory of God. When you feel too much of yourself, when you have no place for the Lord, is a barrier that can prevent you from radiating the glory of the Lord. Immorality, as we read in the Galatians, living in sin, sexual immorality, sin against the body. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20, that every other sin, they are outside, but the one you commit that is against the body, you know, is a sin of sexual immorality. This is a barrier that can hinder you from radiating, from living in the glory of God, and from radiating the glory of God. Unbelief is another barrier. Unbelief. The promises of God, they are for you. They are for your generation. When you fail to, you know, believe the promises of God, believe the word of the Lord, as written in the scripture, as it's coming out from the mouth of the prophet, of course, it can hinder you from radiating the glory of God. Praise God. Lukewarmness, disunity, as we saw in that same Galatians chapter 19, disunity is a factor that can hinder you from radiating the glory of the Lord. Disobedience is a factor that can hinder you from radiating the glory of the Lord. Partial obedience is not obedience. Say, yes, the Lord said, I'm going to radiate the glory of God. You know, it is said in our Savior chapter 9, 2020, I'm going to radiate the glory of the Lord. And you are not obeying the scripture, you are not obeying what the Lord says you should do. Pay your tithes.
Community, the city where he was, but never till we lost, bring God.
Until he got rid of wrath,
lost.
Until he disconnected and separated from
lost,
his story did not change for the better. We need to get free of some character and some attitude that we have that are capable of making us not to appreciate the glory of the Lord. Things that are feeding the flesh, things that will serve the spirit man, these are things that we need to get rid of in order to appreciate the glory of the Lord. Praise God. So we have sin and others. Let's go to that Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. We know Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Yes, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne. What happened before Uzziah died? Praise the name of the Lord. Uzziah here may not actually be the king. Uzziah here may not be one man that tried to get things. May not be one man that can feel as your enemy in your family. Uzziah here may be that habit that you fail to give up. Uzziah here may be that behavior of yours that is capable of making you not to reveal the glory of the Lord. Until that Uzziah died from your life. That Uzziah may be your pride, that you are too arrogant. Until that Uzziah dies, you will not see the glory of the Lord, and you will not be able to reveal the glory of the Lord. You will not be able to live in the glory of the Lord. And so you need to pray against that Uzziah. Uzziah may actually be, you know, a force. It may be a power that the Lord does not want you to radiate the glory of the Lord. That a power that over his dead body, over her dead body, you will never succeed. You will never live according to the plan and purpose of God for your life. You need to get rid of that desire. That desire must give way. Praise the name of the Lord. But yes, to live in the glory of the Lord, but yet to radiate the glory of the Lord, and the things we are considering. Sin is the main one. Every other man which can be satisfied under the desire that you are yielding to the Lord, that you are even learning from your life. But you rather hear it in the glory of the Lord. Now, what was the sin that I want to do with you now? Our babies.
Just as the prophet said,
Jesus, I do not know how.
with the benefit of our ability to know of the Lord to be on given, upon time. Every sin of sin in my life, every sin of sin in my life, tied by fire, in the name of Jesus Christ, every sin of sin in my life, tied in the name of Jesus. Every sin of sin of sin in my life, tied in the name of Jesus.
Let's keep it alive by fire in the mighty name. name of Jesus. Everything in me that needs to give way for me to regain the glory of God in 2021, give way now, give way now, give way now in the name of Jesus. Everything in me, anything in me that needs to give way for me to regain the glory of God in 2021, give way now, give way now, give way now, give way now, give way in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Say, my God, my Father, every king who's there in my household, every king who's there in my father's house, every king who's there in my mother's house, that has vowed that over the territory, we all rise and shine. What are you waiting for? Inspire by fire! Inspire by fire! In the mighty name of Jesus, that people Zion must aspire. That people Zion must aspire. That people Zion that has fire over his body, over my body. You will now rise and shine. You will now rise and shine. You will not become who God said you should be. He must aspire. He must aspire by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, you must aspire, you must aspire, you must aspire, you must aspire, you must aspire. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus.
Of rising and shining.
scattered by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us take conspiracy against the rising and shining of the Lord. And fire, scattered by fire, scattered by fire. Every conspiracy against the rising and shining, scattered by fire, 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 scattered by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Don't stop with 52:18 and
and your prayers now. Note it down. Write that thing down. Don't forget it. That thing that was a burden in your heart that you have poured to your Father now. Note it. Note it. Note it. Because I see heaven's response coming to somebody. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I join my faith with your faith. Standing on the efficacy of the Word of God. Which says, where if two shall agree as touching a thing, it will be done of our Father who is in heaven. I agree with you by faith that that which you have asked of your Father is legitimate. And it is because it is what the Father can do for you, and it is right for you to have it. By faith, I decree and declare. Receive answers in the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't hear me. Your amen is an agreement that indeed what we have prayed for is what you believe and God will do for you. Remember, I said it in the morning, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. If Bartimaeus closed his mouth on that day when Jesus was passing through that way, he would have remained a blind man forever. So when you say amen, you are agreeing with what I am proposing from this altar here. I repeat it. Whatever it is that you have laid at the feet of your Father, that is legitimate desire and expectation you have for him, I shall receive answer to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your answers in the name of Jesus Christ. While Dr. Okoro was leading us in prayer, Lord opened my eyes. And I saw a nocturnal meeting that was being held somewhere. Some persons gathered and they were holding a meeting because of somebody. And what they were discussing was not good. I stand on this exalted altar. I decree and declare. And every evil gathering that they gather and they mention your name, that gathering becomes the gathering of Ahithophel in the name of Jesus Christ. They started that meeting, but they can't conclude that meeting. Confusion enter into their midst in the name of Jesus. The Lord scattered that meeting in the name of Jesus. The Lord scattered that meeting in the name of Jesus. My Bible says in the book of Isaiah, those who say they want to drink your blood and eat your flesh, they will end up eating their own flesh and drinking their own blood. Because your blood is acidic. It is acidic because it carries the blood of Jesus. And nobody can drink the blood of Jesus. Who does not belong to you can't touch that blood. Because your blood is acidic, those who plan to drink your blood, they will drink their own blood in the name of Jesus. They will eat their own flesh in the name of Jesus. They didn't stop there. They placed soldiers, guards, to guide the tomb so that Jesus would not be able to resurrect. When it was time for the power of God to show up, the soldiers were scattered. The stones rolled away on its own accord. I pray from this altar tonight. Every stone of restriction, every guard illegal that have been positioned to frustrate your life, to make you not to live your original life, with the corrosion of your amen, as it was in the days of Jesus, that when it was time for him to resurrect, no power could hold him back. I declare and declare, they cannot hold you back in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to stop you, before they stop you, I stop you in the name of Jesus. I stop you in the name of Jesus. I stop you in the name of Jesus. Mary and the other women went to the tomb disillusioned, but they returned from the tomb with excitement. The kind of excitement that will make you to radiate the glory of God with the shout of your amen. It comes up with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy will know that you are serving a living God, because your testimony will close their mouth. It will come to pass in your life. I say it will come to pass in your life. I say it will come to pass in your life. The name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Let the amen be 3 times. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Put your hand together. Put your hand together to the glory of God. It deserves that applause. Thank you, our Father. And so, Lord, as we give our offering tonight, we pray that the offering will open doors for us. Doors of blessing and breakthrough. Doors of celebration and testimony. Door of rejoicing. That even the enemy will know that indeed this man, this woman, this boy, this girl is serving a living God. Let it be so for your people. And the item with which we are breaking tonight, we consecrate them with the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask, O God, that it will be for the nourishment of our body. Not just that, it will become divine immunization that will cleanse us of everything that is not of God and release His blessings upon our lives. Thank you for doing it again, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me hear another amen. The choir lead us in singing as we give our offering. And then, Sister Ijiro, please bring those items and begin to share them.
Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing in my own. Come and see the Lord.
Let's listen to this announcement while we receive those items from the ushers. I said we should listen to this announcement. Thank you for not making noise. Tomorrow, these 7 days of divine encounter will come to an end. I want to appeal to us. Tomorrow is very crucial. Don't miss both the morning and the evening session if you can. And in the evening session, I promise that I'm going to anoint every one of us. Again, that anointing is crucial. Don't miss it. We've been praying fervently on the oil that will be poured on your earth tomorrow. The issue of anointing is very vital in scriptures. Several scriptures attest to the importance of anointing. On Sunday, I did anoint our hands. But tomorrow, the Lord says we should pour the oil on your head. So please, don't leave any member of your family back. Especially those who are of your household. Tomorrow, get them here to be part of the oil pouring. It's a seal that the Lord wants us to receive on the seventh day of the year. And that will be tomorrow. Do well to the end in the morning, 7 a.m. And then in the evening, 5 p.m. Rise on your feet as we take our benediction. June 1, 2024. June 1, 2024. Thank you. 1, 2, go. Now unto him who is able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God and Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And the church will say in loudness. And the church will say in loudness. If you have not received your item to bring, you can relax and collect. But if you have received yours, you are very free to go. See you tomorrow morning by 7 a.m. Thank you.